Guest based here, all right.
Are they like clients?
No, we're organizing a sector industry trip to China. So they are one of their hosts, like heavy industry, wind energy, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Hey, you got a tattoo.
I've got more than one.
Nice.
Some other place I'm not going to show you.
Nice. We'll take a photo after that. This is what we look like. So that's pretty good. Lighting wise.
Do I... Lighting is that okay? I sit like that? Or do I need to sit up?
You can sit with your legs wide open if you want. You know, there's a camera there.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Hello.
Get comfortable with the sound first. I'm just going
to... Oh, do I need to listen to myself?
Well, we don't have to use it, if you don't want to, but...
Are you monitoring?
No, we don't have to, so we just gotta make sure we sound right, and then we can take them off.
Yeah.
So,
I hate
the only technique that I would say is try to keep this at the same distance.
Like if that?
So I have some people come on here, they kinda like mess with this, talk in and out, and it makes the levels in the...
It makes me nervous about the water. By doing
that.
This is fine. Don't.
But you don't have to be like so still, but just kind of keep it consistent throughout.
So if I lean back,
it's fine. Like
don't stress out about it,
but like try not to move this around too much. And just try to keep it consistent.
Yeah, you look like Jackie Chan style.
I look like Kung Fu Man. So, well, Jackie Chan's old man.
Oh, he's old. How old is he now?
I don't know.
70 plus?
Jackie Chan's super old.
Have you been following iShowSpeed visiting China?
I'm looking at some of the stuff.
Do I have to make this face me or it's all good?
You don't really, so I was just saying like point this towards you. That's all, that's all you need to do.
Hello. Yes, that sounds better.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna have to get too close. I'll say like maybe about 6 inches. No,
I don't know inches. Give me centimeters.
Like, oh, I don't know centimeters. Use your imagination, 6 inches. Like a Subway sandwich.
I don't eat Subway.
Wow, you don't eat
That's
Subway?
That's peasant food. White peasant food.
Turns out it's American peasant food.
Yeah. For you, JD.
Huh?
Just for JD Vance.
Yeah. So it sounds pretty good?
Sounds pretty good, but do I drink water with it?
You do whatever you want, you know, just pretend we're having a chat and all of these
things aren't here. Having a chat.
Just pretend all of these things aren't here. So, you know, from the
wow.
It looks a lot nicer because we're not like, because in between us right now there's a bunch of shit.
Yeah, but from
the camera you don't know because they're just looking at, it's just two people.
Let me see the camera. Oh, right. Everything's there. It's just the angles are better. I thought you have some kind of magic, like to make the make it disappear.
Magic. I wish.
Voodoo.
But
yeah. So my last week.
Week. How's your day? Where do you want to start?
We're not recording, right? Are we recording?
We're rolling, but
it's okay. But I don't really want to talk too much about my day job. But I can talk to my. Talk about my day job with you. It's just like from last week, the tariff thing. It's for me, it's not only comedy. It's not only comedy. I know it's quite funny, but at the same time, my bosses are getting bombarded with media inquiries about interviews. They talk on behalf of our organization, but I don't really. But I'm the middle person to organize everything. So even last night, I was organizing one for this morning's interview. Normally, my boss gets up early. He gets up early. I don't. But I'm the late one. Yeah. And
so you're getting blamed for tariffs?
No, I'm not.
You don't have tariffs.
It's 10%, but it will impact overall economy. Well, that's blah, 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 blah.
To the States? We don't ship that much to the States.
Now, I mean, if China economy is slowing down, it will impact New Zealand big time. Yeah. So that's my last week, and today is pretty much waiting for more bombs to drop, which hasn't happened. Maybe tomorrow morning wake up. So Monday is Monday is always like Monday. You know what Monday?
No, I don't.
How are you? How's your day? Your week? Your weekend?
It's pretty good, honestly. Time flies.
Better sleep?
Yes, kid has been sleeping through the night, so he sleeps. He wakes up at 5:30 now.
Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah. 5:30 now, which is good.
5:30, I doesn't exist for me.
5:30, yeah.
I mean, I love to ask like new parents about their babies and how are they doing as a household. It feels like I care. I do care about my friends, but I'm more asking, like, fishing for my satisfaction of, yeah. Haha, I don't have kids. Yes.
It's a different life, man. Like, I think once you, you just learn how to operate at, like, a shitty level all the time.
Hmm.
And every now and then I would, like, have a moment. I was like, why am I so sleepy? I'm like, oh, wait, I know why I'm so sleepy.
So when you are not with your kid, when you're not doing comedy, what do you do? I mean, apart from day job.
Nothing. I don't have time for anything. I stopped working out.
You worked out?
I used to, yeah. I used to go like 4 or 5 times a week.
Maybe I should work out more because I don't have a kid. I have no excuse.
You don't have pets. You don't have...
I have pets, but they're internal. No, I have 2 cats and my husband. Okay, so is that enough chit-chat? Or it's part of the show anyway, then you're gonna
give me
structure. I love structure. I love spreadsheet. Give me bullet points.
That's very Chinese. All right, so this is gonna be the rundown. We're just gonna have a little chat. We'll bring out some snacks to try out.
Ooh.
And then
love food.
Ask you some hypothetical questions. Sound good? It's pretty casual.
That's good. Yeah.
We're not trying to dive into anything serious. Let's have a little fun. We'll fuck around, you know. You know, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. If it's gonna be a serious talk, so be it.
Yeah, like 145% tariff.
Yeah.
They're kissing my ass.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't worry. I've done intrusive talk with the boys.
Yeah. How's that?
That's 1.5 hours talking, and the 3 of us had a good time.
That's cool.
I learned Mist Beast.
Mr. Beast?
I didn't know Mr. Beast.
Oh, you didn't know him?
I didn't know.
He's like the number one guy.
That's how I'm not really on sort of like social media and YouTube. Yeah, I'm not following all that.
Grocery stores.
Well, I don't. I hardly.
Chocolate bars.
I hardly find time to go grocery store. Like before I come here, I went to Countdown just
where
by.
Where do you buy groceries?
I bought eggs. What? Where do I buy groceries?
Yeah.
If I'm close to Pack and Save, I go Pack and Save.
So you do go to grocery stores?
I do, but I hate going.
Okay.
I hate doing that. I'm like in and out. Yeah. If I could do just milk run, I do milk run. But I'm so tight at the same time, I don't want to pay the fee to do milk run. Well, they're not sponsoring this thing.
Yeah.
We don't want to mention the
name. Mm. It's like, I want to pay for the convenience for so many things.
Mm.
But if I know that there's a better price out there, and I'm not getting it, I feel like uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the, I don't know, is that in Chinese blood, the tightness?
I think it's the stingy into our DNA now. It's is there a Mandarin version of like a saying, like a phrase? Saying like, if you give up on discounts, like, you know.
You love a bargain.
Yeah.
In Mandarin. I don't know. It's just considered as a really good behavior.
In Cantonese, the phrase is "japsu hang tao," "cham go bai ga." It means if you are the first to miss out, then it's worse than like losing your family fortune.
Oh, I have a Sichuanese saying to go for similar situations, but it's really. It's like if I say you're too slow to get the bargain or to get something not even fabulous, but get the first to be the first to get into something, we say you're too slow, right? We blame you. Like, hey, 你这个猪儿吃丝都吃不到，吃丝都吃不到尖尖，吃丝都吃不到热的。Can do you understand it? Can you get any?
It's like you can't eat something.
Yeah, you know, the piece of shit, it's like pile of shit. You are too slow. You can't even compete to eat the very top, very tip of the pile of shit. Or you are too slow. You can't even eat hot shit.
Yeah.
If you want to compete to eat shit, you eat cold shit. You're so weak.
Chinese people were pretty brutal when it comes to
meals. Well, yeah, and the other day I was, every winter, the past 2-3 years, every winter, when I'm driving and listening to radio, they're talking about, oh, get your flu jab. Just check if you are eligible for free flu jab, right? Then talking about, if you're pregnant, I'm like, I kid you not, it's not even from a comedy perspective, it's from my bargaining, like, yeah. Ooh, I better get pregnant.
Like,
I should get pregnant for flu jab. For free. I write it into my bit.
Yeah, dude. You do get a special treatment if you're pregnant. I'll give you that. You know, as much as it sucks to be pregnant and everything, the respect and the privilege that you get from just being pregnant, it's pretty legit. I was like there for the whole time with my wife, and man, like, everyone just give up the seats.
I know.
You just gotta make sure you're visibly pregnant.
That's so if I get fat enough?
Not even just fat, you gotta have, like, I think Amy Schumer came out with a movie.
Oh, yeah, she, like, fake pregnant.
Yeah,
I think I saw it somewhere.
Yeah, on Netflix.
I mean, the things that go through that deserve it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, personally, I
don't know, do they?
Oh, they do. I grew up with a gynecologist.
Yeah.
Mom. Or she's also fertility doctor, midwife, right? It's combined in her one person. And I remember going back home, like, after night class. Yeah. Like, the building of my home, it's the compound is the whole hospital. So hospital staff and their family living in this building. And the hospital itself is this building next to it. Then after night school, I have to go past the underneath the hospital building, go to my home. Sometimes I can just hear ladies screaming. Yeah, like from the fourth floor.
A good time?
Yeah.
The pregnancy ward?
It's one night I heard things like, you know, this, the swear.
Wait, when you say screaming, are they giving birth? Or
they're giving birth. Okay. Yeah, they're giving birth. Like, they're on the fourth floor of my mom's office and wards, right? And I hear like, a particular, like, amazing voice. I made it sound baby, but it's a nice lady vocal. Yeah. Then day two, I asked my mom, that lady sounded amazing. That voice sounded amazing. Is she okay? Mom's like, that's your music teacher.
Oh.
That's literally my music teacher.
Just hitting all the notes.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So that's my grow up environment. Sometimes we pass the hotel, hospital, I mean, hospital lobby.
Different kind of screaming at a hotel.
Yeah. But the soundproof is better than hospital, right? We pass the lobby of the hospital building. This one day on the far end of the hallway. Dead body.
Oh.
Well, I was like probably 10 years old. A group of us just finished school and going home. We're like, ah, what's that? Like, oh, yeah, it is a dead body. I think the, what's that room called? Morgue?
Yeah.
Was too busy. And they were just like, didn't have time to really put it in. Yeah. Just put it casually on the bench. And that bench serves everybody during the day. That was like late evening. All that office is like, sort of like, not casual, but not emergency office closed.
Yeah.
We just passed that dead body. But I did scream. Like, I went out. I backed out from the hospital building. I screamed on the street and calling my mom and dad to come pick me up. It's tough.
You still remember what that guy? I'm assuming.
I think it's a guy because from very far, we just saw, like, feet. Like, from this angle, like, from, you just see the feet.
Maybe he's taking a nap. Who knows?
No, I remember it's like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like...
Somebody put their
hand. It's properly dead.
Yeah.
Respectful.
Like, isn't it how if they're dead, they're probably their arms.
Yeah, the rest. Yeah.
Their chest.
Yeah, you just know it's like respectfully put together.
They have coins in their eyes.
No, I don't think they do that. Yeah, it's not Game of Thrones.
That's what my grandma did. Put a coin, I think, either on her eye or in her mouth.
Oh.
I was just like, come on, man, like, can't you do, like, $10 instead of $5 or something?
Yeah, I don't know, I remember, I think my grandma, my dad's mom, when she passed away, this is another sad story. I loved her. And when she passed away, I was so busy at school. They we were on bicycles at the time. My family didn't have a car. I think my dad had a motorbike or something. They drove me, they took me to see my grandma for the last time before they closed the coffin.
Yeah.
They already closed the coffin when we arrived. Then they're like, Summer's so busy. Let her see her face, see grandma's face. They opened the coffin for me, and on her face is like paper money, like the ones you burn after the, yeah, in the funeral and after the funeral when you greet them. No. Yeah, but anyways, similar idea, the money on the face, right? And then they also lifted the paper money and for me to see her face, and she looked peaceful. And I was like, okay, bye, grandma. Then they dropped me back to school. And that school, I know that, I remember that summer school. It's not even proper school.
It's
summer holiday school. Learning to type.
Nice. Keyboard?
Yeah.
Or typewriter?
Keyboard. That was like, a PC was still very, very new for a lot of families. You cannot really afford PC at every family. So you go to school, there's a like fancy lab built for the students to learn. And you had to, I don't know what was in Hong Kong. Were you still in Hong Kong when you first touched PC or anything?
Well, my dad had one.
Yeah.
So he used it for work.
Uh-huh. So what about school?
Huh?
What about
there's
school?
There's a lab.
Yeah, we had to wear the shoe, what do you call those? Shoe covers.
Oh, wow. You guys better not fuck this computer.
Yeah. It's like, what? No dust? No shit from outside?
Dude, those computers never break.
Yeah, and they are in the room with raised floor. Like soundproof, dustproof, you have to, like a proper lab.
They're getting you guys trained up to do factory work.
I don't know, yeah. And then we learned typing, right? That type of typing is a very special type of typing for Chinese characters. Like you deconstruct every part of a Chinese character and you put four alphabets together and magically they give you one Chinese character or a few for you to choose from. And I've learned that. And I mastered that skill. I could type 120 Chinese characters in 1 minute.
Oh, that's impressive. That's half a second a word. You can't even write.
And now what I remember, nothing. Because we type with pinyin now.
Dude, you just use your phone, but hey, Google.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's our technology. I don't know. Technology is growing or advancing. It's good, but you look back,
like
you look
now
dumb.
I can type full Chinese because I'm fluent in Cantonese, so I know how to say almost all the words I need.
Haha.
I used to forget how to write them, and I would have to use pinyin, which is not even like, I don't even know pinyin that well.
Yeah, pinyin is from New China.
Yeah. So like now with the Cantonese, like Texas speech to text is so good.
Oh, right.
I crush all of my WhatsApp family chat.
Nice. Are they pretty accurate?
They're pretty good. Yeah.
Nice. But this voice recognizing technology, I think when they first started up in China, every province had so many problems.
Yeah.
Every province has different dialect. And when everyone, of course, Mandarin was the first to be picked up by tech, right?
Yeah.
But everybody was speaking Mandarin in their own province dialect accent.
Sure.
Yeah.
You just learn how to use the system. Like, for example, if I were to speak in Cantonese, I would only speak how I think the machine would pick it up. Yeah, you can add some slangs in there, but it's not gonna take all of it. But if you speak mostly like how you would write, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's a good segue for us to talk about something else.
Yeah. You have to give me structure, otherwise I just go free.
I think I need to do a intro because I never do an intro. It's good to have an intro because
okay.
At the beginning,
so when you do the intro, do I say thank you for
you
having me? I can't be very official today. I'm in the mood.
You just wait for the cue, okay? You'll know the cue.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to Who Wants the Last Bite? I am Henry, and today we get to interview some really cool people and ask them what their last meal on Earth would be. And today we have Summer.
Summer is coming.
Nice. I hope you came already, because we're about to have some more snacks, and I want you to
come again.
Yeah. I don't know where that was going. How do we meet, Summer? Where did we meet?
We met 3 years ago now?
Yeah, comedy.
At the classic, probably comedy, raw comedy, right?
Yeah.
2022?
Dude, so many raw comedies.
Yeah, how many raw did you do?
I did 3.
Are you always raw? Or are you medium rare? Yeah. Rare, medium rare, like now we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No more raw. Yeah, about three years ago.
Yeah.
Because when did you start?
Yeah, I started in Auckland in 2022, but before that I didn't get a chance to really show up in Auckland and gig. Just like random open mic, once in a month open mic in Tauranga. So
yeah.
Officially started in Auckland 2022 Raw. Raw Quest, and before that it was just Tauranga open mic for 1 year.
Well,
for fun.
Now you're in a comedy fest. Look how far you've come.
Yes.
Have your own show.
Yes.
Plug your show at the end.
Okay. I don't know when you when you mentioned that I just feel massive like imposter syndrome. Like, ah, I don't know how to say this to my mom. Am I doing all right, or yeah. I'm still not yet, you know?
Your mom would be like, so are you world famous? Like, no.
Do you know what they ask, including my mom, my cousin?
How much do you make?
Exactly. They don't even care I'm having fun or
it's
not.
The level of respect that you get from how much you're making.
Then I say, hey, it's a hobby.
Because they can tell people, they're like, oh, Summer's doing stand-up comedy, whatever. Oh, really cool. Like, you know, is she doing well? It's like, yeah, well, she just made 20 grand last weekend.
Yeah, yeah. They don't really care you're on stage making people laugh or not. Like, when they brag to other people brag how much they make.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I had to say to them, this is a hobby.
Yeah.
Then they asked me, why do you make this a hobby? You sound stressful
why
when you talk about...
A hobby that makes money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's even better. Like, what about...
Do real estate?
Oh, what about you do, like, meal delivery? That could be a hobby to kill time and you can, you know, just... Enjoy the ride.
Yeah. Why don't you teach people Chinese?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But before we get too far into the rabbit hole.
I follow your lead.
I find that you like to take the conversation wherever you like, Summer. So I'm going to...
That's called leadership.
We're going to have Iron Fist. We're going to be like Chinese government. We're going to keep it on lockdown tight.
Okay. Okay, I'm good at that too.
Sure. Mm. So... Before we do anything, part of the show is we'll bring out some snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Some things I've never tried.
Mm-hmm.
I just go to the store and I see what's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what would be fun for us to try today?
Okay.
And today, I got you Filipino snacks.
Oh, I love Filipino food. I love, but I don't know snack. I don't know about Filipino snack.
Yeah.
I've tried Filipino restaurant.
Okay.
I love pork. They cook real good
that's
pork.
Yeah.
Yeah,
one way, I suppose, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and the salty less sweety, I think. Sweety,
I think
sweet.
Usually sweet less salt. Filipino food is quite sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
So are they like the sweet tooth of Asian?
Yeah.
Because you know when Asians say this, the dessert is good.
Oh, dude, like Filipino food. I think Filipino
say
food is
it's
sweet.
Not
I
too sweet.
I could be corrected by anyone who's all 15 people who's listening.
David. James.
Yeah. But I think Filipino food generally is on the sweet side.
Hmm.
I could be wrong.
Okay.
I don't know shit about Filipino food, but that's just my impression.
Let's try.
To start things off, we're going to bust out some pig.
Huh.
So, this is called Chicharron Niman Juan.
Are you sure about the pronunciation?
No, but you just... Here, how about you give it a go? Don't hesitate. Just go for it.
Chicharron Ni Man Juan.
You're speaking like you're speaking Chinese.
I speak everything in Chinese accent.
So I had to visit a Filipino store and I asked the lady and I said, hey, what is popping in the Philippines? She's probably like middle-aged, so I'm not sure if she knows what the kids are eating. But she picked out some, you know what? This is a real trickery.
Hmm.
It's supposed to be pork skin.
Oh, like pork crackling?
Yeah, pork crackling. But this is a no pork crackling.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Vegan?
It could be.
All right, I try not to judge. I only judge by the taste.
All right.
Looks like 大波浪. big wave. Yeah, yeah, the big wave. Cheers. Yeah. Mmm.
It's pretty fun.
It tastes familiar.
It's like...
This is a salt and vinegar.
Yeah, it's like salt and chips vinegar touch. With a bit of like soy sauce to it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. With a little bit like chili powder touch. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. But I'm not sure about if I eat too much. I'm not sure about the aftertaste of the salt and vinegar because I don't like salt and vinegar. Oh.
Not too sweet. Hella sour.
But don't inhale when you eat it.
Okay.
The powder is...
Okay, out of 10, despite that the powder fucking you up.
Mm.
Out of 10, what do you give it?
Okay, I'm the type of person don't really give high rate. Like, imagine I'm a mom. I would not really say... I'm not going to say to my kid, you did so well. I'm proud of you. I just said you could do better. So, yeah, it's good I don't have kid, okay? I don't destroy a young soul. This one I give
6.5. 6.5, that's pretty good. 6.5 is a respectable score.
It's passing 60%, and for me, it's good enough to survive.
C+.
Yeah.
That's usually my average grade.
Even now?
Even now, I don't know who's giving me grades.
Your wife?
Oh, no, I'm not passing.
Like, what are you doing now? You should be home.
That's pretty good. What's like a snack that's above 6.5 for you?
Ooh. You know, when I heard about your podcast, it's about food. I was like, yeah, really keen. But you only serve snack. I'm the main meal kind of person. Like, if you give me bao zai fan.
Yeah, next time I will whip you up a banquet here. In this little tiny little podcast room, we'll have a banquet, we'll have hot pot, we'll have Harbin beer.
Oh, yeah, we should do this, like, have a hot pot with a few of us and just, oh, how do you record?
I don't know.
Or just do a video.
Yeah, we'll probably have a mic up.
Then we just turn it into a video show.
So a hot pot. Sichuan hot pot.
Hot pot is always my number one go-to comfort food celebration, get together. Even I had idea of a tattoo of a hot pot.
Nice.
But yeah, sometimes I'm like, is that too much?
What would you put in your hot pot tattoo? Do you just keep adding foods next to it?
Yeah. It depends on... Yeah.
You have the yin yang pot.
Yeah, yeah. Spicy on the side. Yeah. The other one's non-spicy soup.
You should have it right on your back. And it's just giant yin yang. And then on the side, it's like
fish balls,
beef, tofu.
That's a good idea. Well, back to your question. What's my go-to snack? I think snack-wise, I probably go for beef jerky or tofu snack.
Tofu snack?
Mm-hmm.
Like beef jerky, but vegan?
Beef jerky is one. The other one, non-meat one, would be tofu. Like, the Chinese style, like spicy tofu.
Yeah,
like, the individually packed and easy to eat. Yeah. Enough protein and salty. Can be spicy, can be oily.
They look like they're just packaged side dishes.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I like them. Because I don't like this. This is nice to share with friend.
Yeah.
But if I'm packaged at work or if I'm watching movie by myself, I want something more solid.
Yeah.
That's my...
How about like a tea egg?
Nice. Oh, yeah, getting me there. Yeah.
Taiwanese, they make something called tie dan.
Tie dan?
Tie dan.
It's like braised.
Metal egg, but it's like small.
Yeah.
Sometimes come in cup of noodles.
Big
cup of noodles. Bowl noodles with instant noodles.
Yeah.
And they're just basically like a...
Soy sauce.
Egg.
Five spice.
Yeah. But they're hard. They're like... I think they've sucked all the water out of
it. Yeah.
So kinda, it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
But if you soak it up with some water...
Yeah.
Yeah. Before eating noodles, yeah. It's pretty damn good.
Oh, I have to try that.
Yeah.
So that's even harder and probably
Dude,
more.
They're this big. I think they're originally bigger and they just got shrunk.
Oh, so it's more concentrated than a tea eggs.
Yeah.
So for listeners, for listeners or viewers who don't know, the eggs like a spectrum, right?
Yeah.
Like you can have your Japanese light sorted or light braised egg in your ramen. Your Japanese ramen is cut in half. And on the other end of the spectrum would be the iron egg.
Yeah.
Tiedan from Taiwan, right?
It's pretty hardcore.
In the middle, you have tea egg. Oh, I love food. I love food.
Like, to be honest, if you just look at the egg without any context, the tiedan is like, it's not that good because it's very hard.
Mm-hmm.
You chew it, the egg white is like quite chewy.
Mm-hmm,
but the convenience of just whipping out an egg anytime you want.
Yeah, now you're talking. Because when I look at this and I try this, I'm thinking about this type of packaging snack.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'm not really type snack type of person, but no. No, you inspired me. Snack is like your chicken wing, your duck gizzard, your chicken feet. Yeah, all that type of snack. Like back in China, growing up, that's luxury snack. Like you have to do really good.
Well, meat snacks are always luxuries anyway.
Yeah, not nowadays. It's everywhere. Yeah, but not.
Because there's not enough kids. There's no one to fight for food.
Yeah, now I can afford that, but just all by myself, I sort of like. Oh, they don't really eat because
really
too spicy. They don't really eat my snack, but they're curious enough to always check, like come and sniff what I'm eating. Then you give it to them like.
Find that eating spicy snacks has kept your husband away from them?
How? Like, what do you mean?
Eat your snacks?
Oh no. He doesn't, but I can eat his chips and everything.
Is it because it's spicy, or is it because it's Chinese?
He's okay with spicy food, like, say, medium level of my spicy. He can handle that. We eat hot pot and other Chinese food, Sichuan food together. But meat snack, he doesn't like the bone, the texture, and the work you get into it to just have that one bite of skin. He does. He's like, well, I don't understand. Why go so much hassle to eat that little chicken feet that just like little the center of the of
it's
the chicken?
An activity.
Yeah, it's a process.
Dude, so I think white people are catching on. So it used to be, I don't know how many years ago, chicken breast is always the most expensive part of the chicken.
Oh.
Now thighs are just as much as the breast.
They found our secret.
They found out the thighs is the best part of a whole chicken.
God damn it.
And now they even have, now they have boneless thighs.
Oh, yeah. Now the price is like, getting expensive.
Boneless thighs are expensive.
Yeah. So that used to be cheaper than chicken breast.
Breast is always, used to be the most expensive. Because it's like, it's the biggest piece of meat.
It's so dry.
It's the worst,
yeah.
It's the worst piece of meat.
And if you want to cook it really tender, it's so hard.
You gotta brine it. You gotta brine the shit out of it.
Yeah.
The thighs, you can just cut
them off. It's good. Japanese curry, teriyaki.
Anyway, we can't give you any more secrets.
This is a food podcast now.
Yeah. Well, it's always been a food podcast.
Oh, yeah, but it's like more hardcore techniques, ingredients.
Well, I have a hypothetical question for you. This is how I segue. So, we're going to have to figure out what your last meal on Earth would be. But before we do that, we're going to figure out why you're dying.
Oh.
I have a theory.
Oh, hold on. What's your theory based? Like, just your imagination?
It's
or by
on,
the
it's
something you know about me?
Creative genius.
All right.
Your husband is actually a Russian spy. He's really pretending to not be. He's doing a great job. He's actually a Russian spy, and he's here to extract your Chinese secrets. I don't know why he chose New Zealand for someone who works very away from China, but he's figured it out, and you figured out his identity. But before you're able to reveal him, he poisoned you.
Ooh.
And you got 24 hours.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. Like, that's how I figured you would die.
I was like, get into the story. Like, I was hoping for some Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
No.
Type of like, we're gonna get fired, you know? Pew pew.
You can still fuck him.
But poison me.
I know, but hey, you have 24 hours. How would you spend your last 24 hours and what would you eat?
Food is always my first priority, right?
Let's start with breakfast. He woke up and he's like, hey, babe, I'm going to tell you what I poisoned you when you're sleeping.
So lame.
I
not your story, but him. Why poison me? But you're that's like, my weakness.
You're like, okay. Breakfast. What do you do?
I would eat spicy beef rice noodle from my hometown, Mianyang City. Yeah.
Mianyang City.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a store that you really like?
It's not available here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
But all over Mianyang, any local store, you walk into a very small restaurant. Yeah. It could be beef. It could be pork intestine. That's how heavy our breakfast is.
I love a good chuchang.
Yeah, dachang. Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite snacks in Hong Kong, there's a lot of street vendors. So they sell like fish balls, like curry fish balls, beef balls.
You want chu mian?
Yeah, no, they're just like skewers. But yeah. They're like more fun. They're like, they're not so serious. They're like fish balls, beef balls, whatever, shrimp balls. A lot of balls.
All about balls.
And then they got like some fried squid. And then they got zao da
chang. Ooh.
It's so good. They cut it up into little wheels.
Ooh.
Put it on a stick. And then they fry the fuck out of it. And then they put some hai xian zang.
Nah, summer is coming. Like, I'm literally like, my mouth's watering.
It's one of my favorite things.
Oh.
It's just like, what? Back when I was a kid, I would walk around and they would be like $5.
So yeah.
$5 would be like $1 in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Maybe 15, 20 years ago.
Now I went back to your first question, what kind of snack? Now I'm thinking all the type of street food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a packaged snack.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I'm just.
That's breakfast. We talk.
Detour, so
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Detour and after detour.
Intestine noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Why that?
Because it's very, very warm. And it gives me, it's kind of comfort food. Yeah.
Is it like really spicy?
You can make it very spicy, but you don't have to. I normally don't. Like, it's tasty. Breakfast, yeah, for breakfast. Yeah. By just looking at the soup, the original sauce of soup. Yeah. For the sort of like topping of the beef or the pork and stuff. It's already very oily looking and with a lot of coriander.
Yeah.
A lot of spring onions. If you're funky enough, you can add a little bit more pickles, pickled leaf from Santai. Yeah, oh, so good. And the rice noodle is not the type of rice noodle you could see somewhere here. Like if you go to Auckland, any rice noodle is like the thick one.
Yeah.
But the one in my hometown is like fine hair, like angel hair type. Yeah, angel hair pasta type Italian stone from us. Marco Polo. That's my breakfast of choice. Yeah.
Who would you eat it with? Your husband? He just poisoned you.
My mom. That's a... It's a childhood memory type of food.
Did you tell her?
I'm dying?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we will have a happy breakfast together. Yeah. And she will see me off to work. Or to school, I don't know. Then we just say goodbye. It's better they don't know.
Kill your husband if you tell her.
Oh, yeah. Of course she will. Yeah. She'll get him no matter what. Yeah. She's a fierce, small lady. Oh, yeah, she'll probably just, I don't know, stab him in the balls and something.
Stab him in the balls? That's very
Hey, she's a doctor.
Yeah.
She's a doctor. She has different type of knives.
Getting stabbed in the balls will quite kill you. Maybe she's going for torture.
Yeah, yeah. That's what she would do. Torture him first.
Yes.
Enjoy the torturing.
Yeah.
Then watch him
die.
Do you
know anything about balls? I mean, this is a weird question. Since your mom's a gynecologist, have you ever, like, fascinated with just how everything works down there?
Why you always ask questions in my head already?
I'm just just saying, like,
this is very intimate,
well,
but
studied, but then, like, your mom, does she ever bring home, like, specimens?
No.
So she bring work home, and then it's like, hey, look, Summer, this is the picture that I took today.
No, I think I've touched a little bit of this kind of dynamic in my home, in my comedy.
Okay.
Oh, my dad is a biology teacher, my mom is a doctor, right? My dad would bring something from his work, like fish,
yeah,
pigeon, chicken. Like, they do anatomy class, right? Sometimes if it's not used up, they just bring it back for dinner. Why waste?
Yeah,
because you throw it away. Then mom would talk about it, her work. Sometimes, like literally, baby with three arms or two or one arm only. Things like that. Weird shit happened back in the day.
Yeah.
And sometimes she would come home upset, like accident happened, they couldn't save someone. This is serious. Yeah. But I think I get sort of like not scared of talking about human body parts or even death. Yeah. Just growing up.
Mom have like a bad day and your dad be like, well, at least we got some free pigeons today. Your mom be like, yes, this counts.
My dad, at one stage, he had probably 200 pigeons.
200 pigeons?
Yeah.
Five ones just
he was like, about. He was doing it like, that's a proper hobby. That's like for race.
Yeah. You know Mike Tyson does that?
Really?
Yeah, Mike Tyson is a huge pigeon fan.
It's like proper pigeons. Some of them are quite expensive. If they win some game, you know, like very prestige game, like Asian Cup. Asia Cup?
Yeah. We just kick them. We're like, get the fuck out.
But you need to take care of them, and you need to choose the real, real good competitors, the athletes of pigeons.
I feel like this could be a whole podcast idea, just
talk about pigeons. Yeah.
Wait. Can I ask
what we were talking about?
I don't know, but this question popped in my head. Is
balls?
The same pigeons? Yes, balls. We'll get back to balls in a second. Ball stabbing, like your mom is doing, but pigeons.
Hmm.
Do you know if the pigeons that Chinese people eat are the same as the pigeons that just we see everywhere?
Scientifically, I don't know the difference.
Rujama?
Ruge?
Ruge?
Geze. Some of them called meat pigeon.
Oh.
Like, raised for meat, right? Yeah. Even some chicken are called meat chicken. They are different from free-range chicken for eggs because they are, like, slimmer, and meat chicken or meat pigeon would be more meat.
But so you don't talk about, you know, that the real crispy...
Ruge. Yeah. You like it, just like roasted duck, Peking duck type of cooking. Yeah.
It's pretty popular in Hong Kong.
Yeah. I think they are.
Okay.
But, I mean, scientifically they are, but environmentally and culturally they are different. What type of babies?
You eat the baby.
Oh, ruge, so that's baby. No, I think that's the size of the dish look like an adult pigeon.
No, man, they're so small.
Really?
They're so small. They're tiny. They're like very small.
Oh, so that way the meat is tender.
It's very tender.
Yeah, just like spring chicken.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, they do right. Young baby chicken.
Anyway, balls.
Oh, have you tried pigeon eggs?
Yeah.
have you ever tried pigeon eggs? Pigeon like boiled chicken, boiled chicken egg, but you remove the shells.
Pigeon eggs. But
pigeon
I've had,
eggs.
They're called, I don't know what they're called, but they got like spots in them. You can buy them.
Antron.
Yeah.
Antron. What's the English word for antron? Well, yes.
They're not pigeons. But
pigeon.
Balls.
Pigeon eggs. Very nutritious.
Okay.
My dad feed me pigeon eggs. When I was at year 9, or I think year 12, the year before you go to college entrance exam, that's a huge, most important moment in your life in China, right? The second one is you get married. The third moment is you get
birth.
Yeah.
It will help you with your exam.
No, before, like, leading to that big exam, they feed me all the nutritious things they could think about. Then my dad had this 200 pigeons. They're race pigeons, but they do lay eggs, and they don't hatch everything. Then dad would just steal the eggs and save it for me. And those little eggs are like this little. And when you boil them, you remove the shells, they are like jelly. The egg white forms like jelly, like sort of like transparent. Yeah.
What?
And it's very bouncy. Very, very nice texture. I loved it.
Clear eggs.
Yes.
Really cool.
Yeah. Next time, go back to China with me. Yeah. I ask my dad to cook.
I mean, there's plenty of pigeons out there, so.
But you can't find their eggs.
Yeah, we'll find. I'll build a nest for them. There's like a couple of pigeons hang out in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm. Then back to that question, you cannot really catch pigeons here because they might have other virus compared to people raised pigeon for food, right?
Like bird flu.
I don't know. Yeah, it
I
could
mean,
be.
The pigeons feel dirty. They're just like, you know,
eating trash.
They're eating trash, garbage, hanging out.
But people are dirty too, and people still eat people.
We don't follow it though.
You don't.
Yeah.
Okay, back to
all right.
Balls.
Man, no, we've talked enough about balls. We can move on. Let's move on to the second thing that we brought.
Her is getting impatient with this guest.
No. It's just that we've talked enough balls, you know. Just want to stay on topic. I got you more Filipinos. So everything's Filipino here.
All right.
Speaking of balls, I got you some nuts.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Yeah, so this is called Boy Bawang. Chicha corn. Oh my god, everything's chicha. This is chicharrones. Chicha. This is chicha corn.
Don't they pronounce S a CH like K?
That's how everybody pronounces it.
Really? Boy Ba Wang Chicha Corn.
Dude, you know what? Boy Ba Wang.
Boy Ba Wang.
Is that Chinese? Like
Ba Wang? Ba Wang?
Yeah.
小霸王?
Yeah.
男霸王?
Yeah.
霸王小伙子?
Yeah, I don't know. I just know Ba Wang.
I know.
Yeah.
霸王小子.
I mean, I don't know if it's like translate like this, but I could imagine Ba Wang just, you know.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
For some Filipino people.
What? How do you translate Ba Wang into English? Right. In Chinese, word Ba Wang is like a little bully? Bully? King?
Bad kid.
Yeah.
Kid thug. Alright, let's try some little boy nuts.
Hmm. I like it.
This is good.
I think the
flavor is this? What does it say?
Garlic.
Oh, got a whole piece of garlic right here.
Mm. Oh, right. Like real garlic. Real good.
This is good. You know why? I could, like, I don't feel like this is so salty.
Mm-hmm.
I could eat a lot of it.
Yeah. It will keep going. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it will go really good with
this
beer.
This, for me, is a little too salty.
Mm.
Like, I have to drink a beer or some water to chase it. This?
Yeah, we can just keep going. Mm-hmm. Mm. Then that was like, the seasoning powder is too strong. This one's like just right. It doesn't have any extra bit.
Dude, I actually think this is super legit. The more I eat it. Because, have you had corn nuts before?
Corn nuts?
So that's what, corn nuts is very popular in the Philippines. It's basically a corn, but it's like fried, so it's very crunchy.
Hmm.
But it's a corn.
Hmm.
But usually, sometimes I find them a little bit too hard. You gotta just keep chewing.
Hmm.
These are like popped.
Hmm.
It's very, very yummy.
So, hold on. Is this actual, like, from...
This is a corn.
Like a popcorn, but not the...
No, yeah, it's like a 30% popcorn.
It's like moderate...
Yeah.
Medium popcorn.
Yeah. It's like a...
Not enlarged.
Government-controlled popcorn.
Hmm.
It's semi-popcorn.
That's good.
This is actually really legit.
Hmm, that's good.
Boy Bawang.
Boy Bawang.
Alright, I'm gonna hit another handful of this. Keep it over here. Out of 10.
7.5.
Hey!
Increasing. Improving.
And this is a garlic flavor. What flavor do you think will bump it up to? He's like,
It's good.
Hey, this is not the office. You can't sniff your fingers.
Yeah, always sniff your fingers.
What flavor will take this up a notch?
Oh. Add some chili? I always love spicy food, right? Mama. Chili, yeah. But I don't want it to be too spicy. Maybe add a little bit.
Just enough.
Sichuan pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like all roads lead you all the way back to Sichuan.
I know. I love my hometown. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Similar, have you had this Chinese snack called Huangfei?
Huangfei Hong Peanuts.
Yeah.
That's good.
So good. Okay, so you've all had the white bag where it's like peanuts and I got a little bit of peppercorn in there. You know they have, there's a special bag that is yellow. It's big, it's a big bag.
Huh.
And it's like more expensive, but it comes with these hongjiao. It's like thick, it's like this big.
Yeah, the red chili. Yeah.
And it's the tastiest, tastiest snack you ever eat.
Ooh.
It tastes like pure MSG and flavor.
Oh, I have to find that.
I'll find one for you next time. If I see it, I'll buy it for you. It's a much bigger bag. It's almost like...
A wholesale?
No, but it's just like, the
special
bags are usually maybe smaller.
Yeah, narrow. It's
the
like my palm.
The bag is closer to this size.
Hmm.
Big bag, a lot of peanuts, but a lot of those red peppers. Oh man, I could drink a whole six pack.
Oh, and that thing is so good to go with different drinks. You can have something refreshing, something sweet, but with Chinese hot liquor, it's good.
I don't know if you can drink with
spicy.
It's a bit weird.
You could.
Maybe like actual food.
You're going to get some
not peanuts.
Meat. Yeah. Well, let me ask you. What do you do with the chili and the peppercorn after you finish the peanuts?
I'll do shit with it. Toss it away.
Save it for me next time.
Why, you just eat it straight?
No, I use it to cook.
Oh.
You could do a stir fry and then chuck some of those.
I wonder if you save it, can you use a grinder and turn it into like instant
powder?
Yeah.
You could, but it's a lot of work.
No, you just get the pepper mill.
Yeah, still a lot of work.
How's that more work than cooking?
But like if you already have the peppercorn and the whole slice of the chili, right?
Yeah.
Then when you're cooking, the oil is hot, just chuck it in and you hear the seasoning,
Okay.
Together. Just similar with when you stir fry your garlic, spring onion before you chuck them in.
That's
meat and stuff.
Food hack right there.
Oh yeah. Save that. Save a few portions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. But watch out the fire alarm in your place. Most white people your fire alarm is too sensitive for Chinese cooking. We actually removed it.
Which
was
your fire alarm?
Smoke alarm?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Don't arrest me. We actually removed it, and you know, we did open home. We tried to sell our home in Tarong so I could move to Auckland, which I didn't succeed.
Yeah.
So I'm still two places. But we removed it. We forgot about it in open home. And some potential buyers come through and say, there's no smoke alarm.
They're like, dude, I'll just put one on right now.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is so serious. Yeah. So, but we didn't sell our house not because of the fire alarm.
Yeah.
Because of the economy is really bad. The economy. Blame it on Trump.
I hate to spoil the party, but you're still getting poisoned.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to wrap up the podcast.
No.
We're not
still
even half.
Dying.
Still dying. We finished our breakfast, right?
Finished your breakfast.
With mom.
Got some noodles. We got some nice things going on. What have you got planned for the rest of the day?
In the morning, I would probably go for a nice long walk.
Okay.
Still poisoned. But I'm functional, right?
As
my body is functional, as usual,
yeah.
Normal, right?
Just so, rage.
Yeah.
The inside.
Okay. Yeah. Why my husband?
He's a Russian spy.
Okay.
I don't know why he's spying on you. You might know something that, you know, he really wants.
I know why he wants to spy on me.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because I didn't get COVID for the last 4 years. No, I didn't get COVID until last year, November. That was my first time. And before that point, I was like, haha, I'm naturally immune.
Yeah.
Everybody should grab me to their lab and study me.
Must be the Sinovac.
Well, I didn't back. I vaccinated in New Zealand. But anyway, I would go to a long walk, depending on where I am. Could be along the river, along the beach, around the lake. I'm not going to climb a mountain or hills because I hate that. I just go flat, nice scenery walk. Or I go to do a one-hour Zumba dance class. Even better if I can be the instructor of it.
That would burn off all the noodles you ate.
Yeah, then you can have more room for your lunch and dinner.
It's after Zumba. You're hungry, starving.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world. But I still go to Sichuan.
I can respect that.
And I just have so many options in my head. Yeah. I love Italian food.
Italian food?
Or Japanese.
In Sichuan?
No. You said anywhere in the world. Yeah, okay. If I...
Well, you said you still want to go home.
I always will. But maybe I can save it for dinner. Yeah. I save it for dinner. Save Sichuan food or anything spicy or Chinese for dinner. Or
Japanese.
Italian or Japanese, I probably have a nice Italian lunch, long lunch with nice wine. The starter would be beef carpaccio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's where I then finish with some tiramisu.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tiramisu. Yeah. Tiramisu.
Yeah.
Beef carpaccio. Beef carpaccio. The men will be Florence beefs. They do steak, right? They do really good T-bone, Florence style.
Cook me whatever you want.
Yeah, the Tuscany style of meat.
Okay.
Mwah.
Okay. Pretty heavy lunch.
Yeah, heavy lunch, long lunch.
Yeah.
Either Italian or Spanish. No, I'm kidding. Too many food, too much.
You gotta pick. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I already did. I picked, or do I have to name every dish?
I mean, you can talk about whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, I just want to go there. I just want to see what it's like. Mm-hmm. See what speaks to me.
Yeah, carpaccio, but give me a little bit handmade pasta.
Okay.
Homemade pasta, just a little bit.
You want like a buffet kind of thing. You wanna?
No. I want to serve the a la carte.
I want to pay the full price.
Yeah.
For everything.
Give me fancy food, small. Yeah. Small portion, fine dining type of Italian food.
Yeah.
I would hate to hear the microwave ding from the kitchen. Like,
that's
cut that shit.
No. You know, professional microwaves don't have to beep.
But I've heard that.
Did you know that?
Really?
Microwaves don't have to beep.
But I want to go, like, dine in this type of restaurant, like Hell's Kitchen. You can see them cooking.
Yeah.
You can see them... Like,
you want to see Gordon Ramsay yelling at
fuck off.
This
is raw. Yeah. That would be that'd be nice.
So
you know, food is about how it tastes and how it feel your belly, but also it's about the experience, right?
Yes.
Oh.
When someone is getting, like, yelled at or mistreated, it somehow just makes it, like, it's like drama. It's just so much juicier. Okay, see if you agree with this.
Yeah.
The shittier the restaurant, and the attitude, almost always mean the food is disproportionately better.
Oh, I think that's your Hong Kongness coming up. Your PTSD of growing up in Hong Kong. Because I've heard the service in Hong Kong is shit.
Oh, they're just...
It's no service.
There's not no service, but... You just gotta hold your own. Because it's so busy that if a restaurant is good, you're there to eat their food. They're not here to serve you.
Wow, yeah. That the power
Cause,
dynamic.
Because, yeah. You don't have to eat here. There's a line.
Yeah.
People didn't come because it was service. People came because the food was cheap. It was delicious. You couldn't get it anywhere else for this price. And that's why you're fucking waiting out here. So get in line, shut up, and eat.
If you don't like it, just fuck off.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen people, this is kind of funny, as a kid, there was this place near my home in Hong Kong, and they serve, like, Muslim food.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this dish called, it's like a beef pancake.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically, it's like a beef pancake, but it has, like, beef in the middle. It's like a burger meat in the middle.
Yeah, onion, beef sobing.
And it's a lot of hot soup.
Oh, Muslim food thing.
Yeah, it's like, Asian country, it's like one of their most famous dish. It's so damn good. This guy, apparently, didn't know, came, bought it, took a bite out of it, and then just, like, burned himself. Yeah, it's really hot. Like, probably should tell people.
It's just like meat pie, right? Meat pie, really you just bite in the middle of it.
And it's fresh. It just came out of the grill.
Ooh.
It'll fuck you up.
Ooh.
And he burned himself. And he got really upset. He's like, you gotta tell people, man. Like, how could you not tell people?
Is he American?
No, at this point. He's a Chinese guy. He's yelling at the guy. He's like, I'm not gonna pay for my food. Like, you know. And then the other guy is like, I'm not going to pay for my other food. And then the staff, with no empathy whatsoever, he's like, well, your food hasn't come out yet, so you don't have to pay for that, but you took a bite out of this. And he's like, I'll pay for this one. And, it's just like, no respect for the customer.
No respect.
They even have, like, commercials. You know Andy Lau? Liu Dehua?
Yeah.
He's like a big pop star, right?
Yeah.
Come out and they did a commercial for Hong Kong tourism.
Yeah.
And basically just said, like, hey, be the nice Hong Kong people you know and treat your customers with respect. I'm like, shut the fuck up. No one ever does that.
Oh.
But yes.
I've heard, I think that depends on how you view this, right? Like in Japan. I've lived in Japan, studied in Japan there for just 1 year, but the experience there is like everywhere you go, the service is so good. They normally have good food, but their attitude, the gentleness, they welcome you, it's just so good. But also at the very top chef, like your, what do you call that, the chef omasake?
Sure.
Yeah.
Omasake is the type of food that...
Yeah, you go, this chef is very, very famous. They probably only have 6 seats in this sushi store, right, restaurant. And the chef make whatever he or she, normally it's a he in Japan, a sushi chef. It's all he, literally. Then you just accept what he makes. And you don't raise your voice or do whatever. And the chef can be unhappy about it and then kick you out. But not that extreme, but also that I think what I'm trying to say is on the top level, the actual service doesn't really matter. It's about the food.
Maybe not unless if you're like a fine dining restaurant.
Yeah.
Because you're fine dining, then you're paying for the entire experience.
Yeah, that's a different category of product.
The whole
right?
purpose of having 6 seats in a big restaurant like that is because they don't want to serve anymore. They want to give you all the attention just for the 6 people.
Yeah. But for that type, I think it's really hard to book, for one, number one. And number two is if you go there, you don't really expect a smiley face.
Oh, no.
It's just accepting you to sit there and eat, watch the chef. It's already part of the service, right? So, but after studying in Japan, I went back to China, especially the north part of China, say Beijing. They have similar attitude with Hong Kong. But I think for different reasons, Hong Kong, like you said, the food is good, there's a queue, and they serve pretty very efficient, I would assume, right? In Beijing, they just have this attitude like, we are Beijingers.
We're the best.
Yeah, we're the best. What are you, peasant?
Yeah, we're capital list.
Yeah, but well, in Shanghai, they are more, I think, market economic type of commercial city, like Auckland versus Wellington.
Oh.
Yeah, so... In Shanghai, naturally, you have better service, like on average.
Yeah.
Or the northern, the south area. But what I'm talking is back in the day, the experience when I was in the uni. Oh, we're talking 20 years ago?
I don't know.
15, 20, 20 years ago?
Crazy.
2025
was 20 years ago. What?
Hold on, 2005.
Sorry, 2005 was 20 years ago.
What were you doing?
Dude, 2005, I was.
So it's 10 years ago.
What was I doing? I was in school. I was still in Hong Kong.
We're same age, are we?
We are.
Are
you 88? You're
87.
I'm 88.
But why did you say you were 38 the other day?
Oh, I fucked up. I fucked up the math. I just turned 37.
All right.
And I keep thinking I'm turning 38.
So you are born in the year of dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was born in the year of rabbit. You know what a rabbit is good at?
Laying eggs.
Which I'm not doing.
Yeah, actually, rabbits don't lay eggs.
They just have sex.
Yeah. I don't know what crazy Easter bullshit this is, but rabbits don't lay eggs.
Oh, hold on. Easter. I know egg elements, rabbit, but I really never get into the story. How are they combined together?
It's not... Okay.
Google. So
my wife is super into this, but... This is a whole another full 2 hour conversation.
After pigeon,
basically,
rabbits.
I'll give you a 30-second breakdown. Christianity came and took all of the traditions from paganism. Paganism is like a different type of religion, but they base it off like natural order of things, spring, season, you know, death.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So like Easter is because it's spring. Right?
Yeah.
You get rabbits coming out, they're fucking, they're like animals are laying eggs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the season of new life.
Yeah.
And then Christian came like, wait, that's when Jesus was reborn.
Yeah. And in New Zealand, it's awkward because it's autumn.
Yeah.
There's no new life. Everything's dying, literally.
Yeah. But anyway.
We make those eggs tea eggs.
Yeah. We make them chocolate because that's what Jesus is all about.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
Like he's ate the abs.
Abs?
Like the chocolate shape represent the shape of the ab.
Oh, somehow people make chocolate eggs as part of Easter.
Yeah, consumerism and capitalism made it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. Who knows? Cocoa beans have a huge part in the Bible.
And colonization.
Yeah.
And capitalism.
We're gonna
wrap it up.
No, you want to wrap it up? You may really want to go.
No,
okay. We'll go through it.
I think this is going. This is going good.
We
enjoy
a couple of things and then we'll wrap it up. You sound like you want to wrap it up.
No. I hope to keep going.
But what I want to say is, I've got a last thing for you.
Oh, you're nice.
I have no idea what these
Can
are.
Can I have more of this?
Yeah. So these are called Oishi pillows.
Oh, oishi, that's a word I know. It's Japanese.
Yeah, oishi pillows.
Oh, I like the color already. Oh, I know oishi as a brand. We growing up in China, we had this brand as well.
Oh.
Translated into Chinese, of course. Hold on. Oishi pillows. Ube?
Yeah,
Ube-filled crackers.
Dude, I love like different snacks that I see. Because sometimes you're like, this is so literal. They look like little pillows. And they're like, yeah, why not? I just call them pillows.
So is that ube or ube? What's ube?
Ube, it's a purple yam.
Oh, right.
It's like, it's probably one of the most popular Filipino sweets flavor.
Cassava?
No. It's like a really nice,
sweet potato?
It's got a really nice flavor. It's like taro.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ooh. I think people confuse
Vitamin
it with taro.
A. Oh, this looks so good.
Yeah.
And purple.
This is ube.
You know,
purple.
You know how you talk about the crazy minion?
Yeah.
Purple.
Right.
Cheers.
These are fun.
This is good. This is good.
You know what? These are salty enough as well. I feel like it's a little bit salty. It makes it quite
nice. Yeah, I was trying to say the ultimate, like, good word of praise from Asian person and Asian person about sweet stuff is, oh, this is good. This is not too sweet.
Yeah, you say that almost every day.
Every day. You go to the restaurant and when people are eating dessert, you just hear them. Yeah, drop your ears. They're like, this is not too sweet.
Do you think it's because maybe too many sweets are too sweet?
The European style?
Yeah.
I went to France.
Yeah.
Then my friend recently came from Shanghai, China, visiting New Zealand. She's with a tour group. I met her over the weekend, and we had buffet dinner at Sky City. I was joining the whole group. Then she was so looking forward to dessert, and she had one bite. Yeah, this is too sweet.
Uh-huh. Like all of them.
Yeah, it's only one. I think tiramisu was not too bad. Yeah, with coffee and a little bit.
Dude, you know one balanced. Place I think you'd love? There's a lot of hotels in Hong Kong have dessert buffets.
Mm-mm. I've done that once in Japan, like bottomless.
Yeah.
They're just dessert.
They're everywhere. Almost all the big hotels, like Peninsula Hotel, like Bandao Jiu-Dian,
mm-hmm.
whatever hotel, like
mm-hmm.
Shangri-La, they all have some sort of like, high tea
buffet. Mm-hmm.
Not that, I don't think I've been to, I don't even know if I've been to one, but everyone in the group chat, like family chat or big, like my extended family chat, is always talking about like sending pictures of.
Ah, like, right, we're at the buffet. Look, yeah, check like this out. It's high tea.
Yeah. We're in a weird age where we're no longer teenagers and young kids, and the children are too young to eat regular buffet.
Mm-hmm.
We're too old. You know what I mean? We're too old.
To really eat a lot, right?
Yeah, because I feel like when we do buffet, it's competitive.
Hmm. You have to like really empty your stomach before you go.
You make a mental checklist of all the foods that you ate, and you're like, okay, have I broken even yet?
Yeah. I remember my very first one or two early experience of going to buffet with my family. As a kid, you look at what you want, right? You don't really pick and choose based on value or price. You go fried rice, you get fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
And you get noodles, you get spring rolls. And your parents would be like, dumb kid!
I'll buy this for you somewhere
go
else.
Go for the prawns! Yeah. If there's no lobster, right? Or crabs, yeah. Go for expensive shit.
Although, I do feel like sometimes the divide is, like it's totally okay for me, it's totally okay if you do that within the confines of the buffet, which is like, hey, if this is a dish, eat the dish. But I have seen some Chinese people where they just peel this raw fish off the sushi.
Ooh.
And then just leave the rice there. Like, look, everyone's thinking
that's
about
too
it.
Too much.
Everyone's thinking about it. You can eat half a bite of rice and maybe not eat the whole sushi. And that's okay. I'm just like, man.
No.
I'm just like, oh, I feel so embarrassed right now.
No, don't do that. Yeah. Now, I'm always, like, I love food. I'm always guilty of wasting food, partly because my family, like, upbringing, right? And I think partly also because I used to live and work in Kenya, right? East Africa. And amongst the team we had there, we're doing tourism business. We always say, hey, don't leave your food in your plate. Think about there's, like,
there's hungry
kids, like, yeah, when you are in China or in other country, you're like, think about the African kids. Now you're in the middle of Africa. You're like, outside, there's a kid.
There's hungry kids here. Where? Right there.
And then
she's
looking at you. Yeah, so that's like a ongoing joke, but with good intention. We don't really want to waste any food. Yeah, even to me, to this day.
What if you do have extra, like, will you consider giving it to someone?
Like in buffet or at home?
In Africa.
Oh.
A buffet in Africa. That was
That depending on where you go and how you eat your food, order your food.
It could be a slippery slope, especially when traveling. Like if you built a habit of always giving out your food, then now it's like.
Well, like in Africa, my working and living experience is with a tourism company, right? So a lot of times we take our clients to hotel, then we eat buffet with them. So I always try to just take a little, then finish my food. That's my go-to approach. If I go to a restaurant and accidentally order too much, we can just pack it and take it home. Yeah. I feel also guilty of you just giving people your leftover. You'd rather just give them, buy something fresh or give them money. But normally you also ask yourself, what would they do with the money? Yeah, maybe just give them food.
What would they do with the money?
They could buy cigarettes and and not really feed themselves or even the family. So with that tourism company, sometimes we buy notebooks and stationaries.
What if they want a party?
That's not my problem. But hey, I choose not to support party.
Hey, say they're poor, whatever. The poor people need the party too. You can't just...
Now, first feed yourself. If you want a party and you have 10 kids and you do not feed your kids and you go party, nah. Right? Or you say, hey, I just want to party the whole life but don't have kids. Okay. And you're on your own. Don't ask for charity. Yeah. I think I'm at a weird position in terms of my political... Yeah. I'm everywhere in this political spectrum. Yeah. Depending on what we talk about.
It is now evening.
Are we going to wrap up?
It is now evening. You've burned off.
Oh, there's no afternoon tea? Oh, but we...
You burned off. Well, sure. You want an afternoon tea? What do you want for afternoon tea?
Hong Kong dessert buffet. Oh, nice. I've never tried, but maybe I go have a go. Mm.
Do you know much about Hong Kong desserts? They're like in Cha Sang Ting and kind of stuff.
Oh, like bolo bao?
Sure.
Oh, those are good. Yeah. I would not.
It's just fun.
I would not choose French dessert.
No, French toast in Hong Kong is very different.
But that's French toast. I mean, I don't want French or European style of dessert.
No.
Be too Hong sweet. Kong no
French
offense.
Toast.
For any French person out there, Elisa, the only French friend I have. Yeah, but Hong Kong yam cha style of dessert would be good. Afternoon tea.
Oh, that's true. Mm. I don't even consider those desserts because like it's such
a huge portion.
So different.
Mm.
You know? But yeah, pick one. Pick what do you want to eat?
Afternoon tea.
Yeah.
What option I have in this yam cha?
Yam cha, you have egg tarts?
Egg tarts.
Yeah?
Egg tarts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Egg tarts, you have, now they have like, they can make you like, bolo bao.
Bolo bao would be too much.
It's a little too like, simple.
Bolo bao is good when the butter in it's cold.
Yeah.
And the bao is hot, right? And the surface is crispy.
You know, there's also a special one. You can put a slice of fried pork chop in there. Yeah, that's good.
Well, the best dessert is a mixture of savory and and sweet.
Yeah, if you put a piece of pork chop. They're not big. They're like this big.
Ooh,
they're flat.
Balance.
They beat the shit out of
ooh.
It.
Ooh. Ooh, mouth-watering. Yeah. And you have, you order the half milk tea and coffee?
Yeah.
Or a lemon tea?
No, it's coffee and milk.
Yeah, coffee and milk tea. Yeah. Or if it's hot, you have the cold iced lemon tea.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
That's pretty nostalgic, simple.
Mmm.
You know,
very
that I grew up on.
Old school Hong Kong.
It is.
Right? Yeah.
You still get it everywhere.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, well.
Dinner
time.
Mmm. Dinner, I'll go for hot pot.
Yeah,
no doubt, hot pot.
What type?
Depending on, maybe I can answer you this question, like, who I want to eat with, right?
Sure.
I will gather all my friends and family, probably more friends, less family.
You're like, I had breakfast with you. So
I had breakfast with mom, probably dad as well. But
sure.
Normally in the morning, dad is busy shopping in the farmer's market.
Yeah. I feel like friends will probably understand better than your family. They're like, oh, your husband poisoned you? I'm like, he's a piece of shit.
That's like a last power with my friends, right?
Yeah.
And like a real good friend who understands me, who can just listen to me riffing on for hours.
Yeah.
And laugh at my jokes.
Talking about African politics.
And all crazy stuff. Yeah. And we would just eat, we would be eating very spicy hot pot one side, but I'm a very considerable person, and I will have the other half with non-spicy for my non-spicy eating. Put a mushroom with like chicken stock, yeah, broth. Mm.
But you know, eventually everything spills over.
Yeah. If one naughty person on the dinner table use the same spoon to dip into two,
yeah,
that's ruined. But just like, I'm not a vegetarian. I can eat everything.
Yeah.
But my vegetarian and vegan friend cannot eat my food. Same thing. I can eat everyone's food at dinner table of hot pot. Yeah. I'll have very authentic food stuff. Like, the ingredients all from Sichuan.
Yeah, what's the number one ingredient for Sichuan hot pot?
If we're talking about the actual food is thrown in the pot, it has to be something about like real good inside stuff, offals of animals.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, you don't really get nice fresh ones. Sometimes you get frozen ones here, but anything from the body of a pig,
okay,
outside China, it's less fresh and sort of like the treatment is different. Yeah, and even what's this? The vine.
Oh, the esophagus?
I don't know. Complicated word.
Like the throat?
Yeah.
Like the tube?
Yeah.
Oh. I've tried to like those, but I've never really...
And top of that.
Top of the roof?
The roof?
Wow, like the rough stuff?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so advanced. Look, I pride myself to be quite a Chinese person. I've eaten some really wild shit. I've never eaten the roof of the pig's mouth.
But have you tried the pig brain?
My mom made me soup. I couldn't eat it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that a Hong Kong family style? She invented...
My mom probably... It was before an exam, maybe.
Yeah, here you go. Good for your brain.
Like, you know what you need? Some brains.
Yeah, as long as it's brain, doesn't matter. So pigs are pretty smart.
Yeah, well, I couldn't eat it.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, but it's just... I think even within... The whole China, right? Every different, every province can be so different in terms of food culture. Yeah. And sometimes what we eat surprise other people, and other people, what they eat, we were like, oh, you really?
But you eat pig buttholes.
Well, you can eat everything off a pig. Pigtails?
Pigtails are like pigtails? I don't remember eating pigtails.
Like chop it into small pieces and braise it.
A lot of the pig just get grounded up into mince if we don't know what it is.
That's here, I think. But in my province, they would just chop it. Okay. Yeah, you know which part is what. Yeah, every part is used.
Pigs are expensive in China.
It's cheaper here.
Way cheaper anywhere in the world.
Oh, because that's the staple of Chinese people, of everyone's dinner table, right? And here... And I think the way they treat the pig is different, and then the meat tastes different. Less tasty and kind of smelly. Yeah. Because they don't cut off the balls of a pig when there is. Yeah, what's
to do that?
Yeah, that's a callback. But yeah, what's the advanced word of describing that process?
Pig balls?
No, like the vet will, like, cut off.
Castration.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Cut off balls is
just
way easier.
Gets the point across.
Yeah. Make the...
You know, I always think that when, in the Chinese dynasty, they had the eunuch, the gong gong.
Cut
the whole dick off.
Oh, no,
but
they...
They cut the balls off.
Just like they do it to
but
animals.
From what I was told is they cut it off so that they won't have sex with the
emperor's wives, your concubines.
But if they do cut the whole thing off, then I think they cut the dick off too. Because if you don't want them to mess around with them, then wouldn't you cut everything off?
Wow, I think
cutting the balls off don't just means that you have no testosterone, but doesn't mean you can't have sex.
Oh.
So I think they actually cut the whole thing off.
Oh. There's a movie.
There's so many.
It's a good movie about the last, that type of officer in China.
The last
Gong Gong. then it's a very good actor, and it's a Hong Kong movie. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is a good episode of history lesson. Yeah. Yeah, I should go do some studying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my dinner. That's my dinner plan. Yeah. I think it, because it's already my dinner, right? I would drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drink throughout the day.
I would drink.
What would you drink?
Multi? I'm not a particular fan of Chinese hard liquor because I don't know how to differentiate the good taste from the bad. Yeah, but my parents say they do.
Expensive.
Yeah, I know the price tag.
I bet you if you blind test Chinese people with liquor like they do with wine. I bet you they don't know.
But I think they know. Like, my parents would know. because they have different theories, like your smell, your aftertaste, does it burn really bad? I know everything burns because it's like, what, 55%, 58%, 60% alcohol, right? It burns, but after it burns, does it comes back with a rounded sweetness?
Mm.
And the feel is different. And my mom has this theory, like, if it's fake bad one,
sure,
you get headache.
Yeah.
And you puke really bad. Hangover is way worse.
It's because there's ethanol.
Yeah.
And you know what? Let's not get into that. That's dumb.
It's chemistry.
But I do. Have you heard of the thing where they went to California and they got a bunch of wine, like sommelier, connoisseur, whatever. These are like the industry pros. They come and they can tell you what is good, what is shit. What they did is they put some of the cheapest California wine.
Huh.
They did blind testing.
Yeah.
They put some of the. They first served the original bottle, and the bottle looks like shit because it's the cheapest wine. And they put it with some, like, whatever different price points. And most of the judges, most of the pros were like, oh, yeah, that's pretty bad. This is good. They picked out based on the price point without knowing the price, but just looking at the label. And then they swapped the bottles. And they put some of that garbage shit into, like, a really fancy bottle. And then they swapped the other ones.
Yeah.
And then, like, over half of them got it wrong. They're like, basically, the ratings all changed just based on perception. So I think that 100% we get influenced by what we think is nice before we even drink it.
Yeah.
And then if you talk about Chinese people, if I tell you that, oh, this Maotai, that's $1,000 a bottle. This sip right here, that's $100 sip.
Yeah. You have to.
You have to
evaluate.
I can smell the children picking the wheat. Yeah.
It's not picked by children nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
By robots.
Oh, yeah. Tractors.
Robots and their children.
Driven by the children.
Yeah, but I think you're right. I think one thing about whatever taste, it's one is subjective, right?
Super.
And second is marketing. So back to capitalism and consumerism. Yeah, you believe what the whole thing or the whoever it is or the system want you to believe.
Like if I told you, do you know that Pillows is the number one selling snacks in Philippines?
I didn't know.
And but now you know and you have, you're like, oh yeah.
I give it an 8. Yeah. Give it an 8.
This is way from a 7.5 to an 8. You see?
Yeah. But I think how you lined up I'm trying to think about a fancy word to describe this. How you curate.
Oh, curate, yeah.
Yeah, the order of the taste is really good because this was strong to start with.
Well, I didn't know what they taste like.
And this is sort of like mild and to give you a refresh in the middle. And this is a sweet finish.
Mm.
And at this point, I don't even think this is too sweet. Yeah. I just think I needed some sweetness. In my life.
You have to.
This is good. Mm.
But, well, I think this is about wrap it up. Before we go, do you want to plug your show? Where do people find you? Where do people see you?
Oh, is that why I'm here today, right?
I mean, it's.
I'm like, I'm super excited about the show, but at the same time, I'm like stressed out. There's so many things to do. I don't know where to start. But I'll get there. But. Just cut that off so people have confidence in my show.
Sure. Okay, we'll start again. So you have two dates coming up, the New Zealand International Comedy Fest. What dates are those?
I think, if I am correct, I think it's 22nd and 23rd of May.
Okay.
If I'm wrong, just find that. That's one of the show is Thursday, one is Friday, 6:30 to 7:30. So perfect timing if you have a date, if you go out with friends, come to my show, then grab some nice Chinese food after the show. And my show is called A Little Chiwi's Adventure. You can find me by searching Summer Sha or the name of the show.
Okay. Where do people find you online?
Instagram Chiwi Sis Summer Sha or TikTok.
Okay.
Same thing. Yeah, sounds just good. Search me. Oh, Xiaohongshu.
Okay.
For my Chinese fans.
I need to get one of those.
I have friends. Yeah, I don't have fans. I only have friends and haters.
I also have a comedy fest coming up. I'm doing one night on May 16th.
Do you want me to intro that for you?
Huh?
Do you want me to do the intro for that?
It's okay. I'll intro myself. May 16th in Mahaha Grand at the Covert Theater at 10 o'clock. It's on a Friday. So perfect for a little late night adventure. Come out.
Yeah.
Watch some comedy.
Yeah, we've been planning like the whole experience for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have so many comics on in Mahaha Grand. I don't care who you are, there's something for you.
Party people, go see Henry's late show.
Yeah.
Like bed by 10, come to see my show. Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Summer. This has been really awesome.
It's been very fun and tasty.
Jonathan
and thought provoking.
Yeah.
And informative. Yay.